Let's learn about a secret. Better said, the work by my next guest, entitled One Little Secret. It's a novel. Kate Holohan on the line to discuss, well, 2 days, three married couples, six agendas, and one murder. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. USA Today bestseller author, The Widower's Wife, Dark Turns, and more. Doing great things. Award-winning in your field as well. So here we go. A novel just released. I hold in my hand in paperback. There's a broken glass on the front cover there, Kate.
There is. I love the cover. It's also bright pink.
All right. What's your storyline?
Sure. So as you said, three couples. Drop the kids off at camp, and they're all neighbors in Westchester, New York, and they rent a place on in the Hamptons for a week, thinking they'll have a nice adult time getaway, and they start drinking a little too much, and some secrets come out, and the next morning, one of the house guests is dead, and so someone in the house did it, and it's up to Detective Gabby Watkins of the East Hampton Police to figure out which one, and she gradually realizes that seemingly everyone in the house has a motive.
How'd you do your research?
Sure. I believe research is really important. So with Gabby, I went and found a female detective. I'm in Bloomfield, New Jersey. The department had two detectives, so I kind of played the odds. And one of them, Detective Shauna Maldonado, was kind enough to talk to me. And so I went to Bloomfield, and she showed me around the station, and we had a nice long conversation about how she sees her job and what are some of the cases that get thrown to her as a female detective and how she might see a situation differently than her male counterparts. And so that really helped inform that character. And as far as the neighbors, you know, when I was doing my research, I was looking up a lot of stuff about camp, and I came across this New York Post article that basically, I forget the exact title, but it was essentially that when the kids are away, the adults will play, and about all the bad behavior that goes on when these adults kind of go down to the Hamptons and are kid-free for the summer because all their kids are at sleepaway camp. And so that got me thinking about some things as well.
Any personal look in here? In other words, are you hanging out at the Hamptons? Do you hang out with the married couples?
I have been to the Hamptons before, but I'm a Jersey girl, so I think when we go to the beach, it tends to be the Jersey Shore. And also, I'm a kind of a pool person myself. But I have been there before, and also, in fact, I'm going there again this weekend to promote the book. I'll be at Berry & Co. So that's fun. You know, I'll get to go back to the scene of the crime, so to speak.
Cool. How do these? How are these similar? How are these different than your prior works of award-winning books?
Well, all I write are psychological thriller standalones. So every book is a new set of characters, new problems, new everything. They're not series. So I think that it's the same genre, but other than that, the story is completely different.
Talking about the story, One Little Secret. It's a novel, thanks to Kate Holohan, USA Today bestselling author. Always like to ask the question, I mean, do you know where you're going with each chapter? Do you know the end before you finish chapter three?
I certainly try to. I do a lot of plotting before I sit down to write, and I kind of have character arcs mapped out and where my red herrings are going to be, and sometimes even a chapter-by-chapter guide of where I want to go. And every now and then when you're writing, you know, the characters start to edge in a different direction. I realize something's going to be forced, and so I have to rip up my plot and then replot, though, before I write again. Because I really think that, you know, people in a mystery genre, readers, they know that you're trying to trick them, right? So they're on the lookout for it. You really have to be smart in order to have the story be a surprise.
And how did you get started? How did you get into this writing business as a former television producer?
Right. Well, actually, I was a written journalist before that. So for about a decade, first I wrote for local newspapers, then I wrote for Business Week. And then after that, I went to CNBC and was a producer behind the scenes for a while. But so I was always writing. And even at CNBC, you know, my job was kind of writing. So I I'm a professional writer, and I thought when I had my second kid, I'm like, well, I've always written fiction on the side. Let me really take this seriously now. And that's how the career kind of grew.
Yeah, you know, have a kid on the side, you know, life is full. Kate, do you know who your readers are? Do you converse with the readers?
I do. In fact, crazily enough, I'm learning Instagram or Bookstagram, which is the where all the readers are on Instagram. And, you know, people will take pictures of your books and they comment and then you comment back. And so I do have a sense of who they are. A lot of them love to be, they like complicated characters. Psychological thrillers often have point of view characters that, you know, you're not sure you can fully trust. And so I think those are my readers. They like a good beach read, and they like to be surprised and a little startled sometimes.
And who do you read?
I also love the same genre. So I read Wendy Walker. She's a friend of mine, and she just came out with The Night Before. She's great. Riley Sager's book, Every Door, that just came out. That's really I also read, when I'm not reading my genre, I read nonfiction.
Very cool. One Little Secret, a novel by you, Kate Holohan. How do we find out more information?
Sure. Well, I'm on Facebook, and also I have a website, kateholohan.com. That's with a C, CateHolohan.com. And you can find out more information about my books on both those places.
Great. I'm sure there's another novel in the offing.
Yes, actually, there are two that my agent is currently shopping.
There you go. Busy is your best. Kate Holohan, thank you again. One Little Secret, out where all fine books are sold.